Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cassino Williams, another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, I gotta do every time is thank everybody for support, the love y'all be showing me with this podcast for years. Y'all been rocking with me, keeping that top of list, keeping on different platforms and top 10, top 5, top 3 sometimes. I appreciate y'all. And as y'all know, I'm coming strong, all right? If you follow me on Instagram, Black Men's Mental Health, I'm calling them out. I'm doing everything y'all wanted me to do. I told you, I'm going to go hard. I just had to get to that right place. But like I said, I'm feeding y'all. Y'all want the content? I'm feeding y'all. All right. So who are we talking about today? I'm talking about Shannon Sharp. Now, I always want to give props. Football player. He was a decent, you know, I wouldn't say he's one of the greatest, but he's a good player. Made a lot of success on his different shows, on the show that he with Chip, with the white guy, I forgot the name of it. Then after whatever dispute issues, whatever, he went on his own and he has popular podcast he does. Don't take nothing away from that black man. But see, he's the perfect example of what I said about the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, the book I wrote. I haven't been promoted too much because I'm doing a relaunch. I want to change some things in it, but you can still buy it on Amazon. But he's a perfect example of a black man that just thought he was just the shit because he's black and rich. See, now, if you don't know, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, you know, because, you know, I'd be waiting to talk about people. You know, I wait. You know, he was some white woman was he was about to get this $50 million deal for a show. I don't know if it's ESPN, one of the channels. But then right before that happens, this white woman that he was messing with, a little 21-year-old woman, sues him for $25 million. He loses his deal. And pretty much right now, he's trying to come back, do his thing. Now, I want to make this perfectly clear, okay? I in no way believe this chick, nor do I co-sign any of this, what this chick is saying about him. Complete bullshit. Complete bullshit. It's all a money grab. And then these people always get with these shady ass lawyers and it's a money grab. So don't get me wrong. At the end of the day, it's a money grab and an embarrassment campaign. So I in no way am supporting or believing this goddamn chick at all. But this does bring me to the idea, to the question that I talk about in my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. As a black man, we cannot enjoy the same privileges as a rich black man. We cannot enjoy the same privileges that rich white men enjoy. There are consequences for us. Look at Diddy, look at R. Kelly, look at Bill Cosby, look at a lot of other black celebrities. They will use everything they can when you get too big. When you get to a point where you think you're untouchable, they will knock you down a peg. Because at the end of the day, how dare a black man be successful and do what he wants? Even when you're rich, you have to stay in your place, because if you don't, they will knock you down a peg. And Shannon Sharp is the perfect example of that. A cocky black man, you know, at the end of the day, he's the typical dark-skinned, diesel, big black man that everybody's scared of. That's the idea black man that people are scared of. And he out there fucking white young women. Shannon Sharp might be in his 50s, and he's banging young white women. You thought eventually they wasn't going to get him for that? Or they wasn't going to use that against him? Now, don't get me wrong. I do not believe that any of these women are innocent in any way. I don't believe Cassie, the girls against Diddy, R. Kelly girls against Bill Cosby. And I definitely don't believe Shannon Tate and this girl. But see, the problem isn't that these girls are dirty. The problem is us understanding that there are dirty girls out there and not making better choices. See, because the black man, we tend to want this freedom that we haven't gotten all our lives. And money does grant that in some ways. It does grant a certain freedom. It does grant a certain idea that prejudice doesn't affect you. So we are so desperate for that feeling because we haven't felt it all our lives. So when we get to that financial freedom or situation where we're like, wow, we're not being judged, we're not being this and that, we really, really, really get into our heads that we're untouchable. See, because the world will make you think that you will be on top of the world. Everything you want comes to you. But the minute you don't play the game they want you to play, they will get you. Because, see, you ever heard the saying, they want you to be successful, but not as successful as you. They want you to be happy, but not as happy as them. Same thing in this industry. They want you to be rich and famous, but not as rich and famous and important and influential as them. Once you start getting to them, shit, he's too close. Let's peg him down a couple. And we have to be wary of that. See, it comes to the mentality that we all want to live the white man world, meaning that we want to sit there and play with them, be equal with them, talk with them, be respected by them so bad that we don't understand that we will never be them. And the minute that we go out of line and not play the role they think that we should play, something happens. They get you. Now, I don't think this is there's an Illuminati type thing sitting down there putting up famous black man's pictures and saying, yeah, this guy here, that guy here. But because you're a black man and you're seen as just entertainment, stay entertaining. You don't be a smart nigga. Don't sit there and tell me how to run business. Don't sit there and tell me, no, you can't do whatever. You need to sit there and play the game like I tell you to play the game. Yeah, you can have your fame, your fortune, do what you want, but it never be on my level. Because the minute you start crossing this path, boy, we gonna knock you down a peg. And we're going to use your own people to do it. We're going to either use a white girl you messing with, and then your people are going to freaking demolish you, or we're going to find a black girl to do it. Either way, it's going to be your people that's going to end you. But see, what we do is we leave ourselves open for it. We sit there and we do dumb shit. There are a million trillion women out there, but you want to choose the white 21-year-old dumb, naive girl. Then you want to do some dumbass role playing on some Diddy shit, talking about all my trunk, all this other stuff. All they're gonna do is use all that stuff. Shannon Sharp is a prime example of your sexual prowess, your sexual engagement. Now they're using it against you. Now she's controlled. She's abused. That's what they use. They use everything against the black man. So we have to be wary. I said in my previous podcast that I started looking at my life and seeing things I do and moves I made and had to change, because I'm like, you know what? Even though I'm doing everything that's right, no ill intentions, I'm doing the right shit. But see, somebody can misinterpret something and use it against me in the future. You got to be careful with your circles, because people will start to think that the privilege and the opportunities and the money you're getting should be theirs because they're your friend. And the minute they don't get it, they're going to talk some shit about you. Once again, I talk about Fat Joe. He got that lawsuit from a friend that's been hype man for years, but I guess because he ain't getting the money he feel he should get. He's alleging that there are over 4,000 sex acts that been done to him. Like, who the hell is counting that? Like, literally 4,000. But see, the court system don't care, because it's all about public opinion. They done destroyed your career, your life, just because of the allegations. They could find you not guilty and still sit there and say, I don't believe that shit. Nah, he did that shit. It don't matter the evidence saying they didn't, but at the end, the allegation destroys your life. So we have to be careful who our circle is. Yeah, you get money, you could be out there doing whoever. And of course, yeah, it's a dream come true. I got this money. I got women around me. I got respect. I'm good. But you got to be extra cautious, because the faster you come up, the faster you go down. Last year, Diddy got this key to the city, was doing his thing. A year later, he in jail. fighting for his life because of exes. Like, seriously, black men, you have to sit there and really evaluate your life and your circle, because they will use everything when you become successful. And the people around you won't be, aren't really your friends, because they're going to feel like, well, if you making all this money, I should make me that money, or put me on. And the minute you don't, or the minute you can't, oh, you the bad guy now. Now they're going to be airing out your business, getting a lawyer, trying to sue you for some money. That's just the way the game goes now. And you have to be wary of the game. Like, me and my wife would talk about content creation, and we would talk about some stuff that we need to do. And my wife is like, oh, that's not authentic. I'm an authentic person. And I said to her, well, I get it. So if you are against certain things that come along with this type of business, then just not do the business. Do something else that your beliefs and your ideas are warranted in. Don't sit there and be mad because the game is not rigged like you. But that's what we tend to do. So black men, if you want success, if you want fame, if you want money, all this stuff, you work hard for it. Understand that you have to keep your circle tight, keep your circle numbers low, and always be aware and wary of people that are not there for your best interest, but to use you, because those are the people that will be sitting up there in court testifying against you. Think about it like this. You are sitting down in court looking at a woman that done licked you, sucked you off, fucked you good, told you she loved you, she missed you, she needs you. You cuddled with her at night. You told her you love her, all that stuff. But now she's sitting up there in court talking about how everything she did for you, it wasn't out of love. It was because she felt like it. She couldn't say no because she was paying her bills. And she couldn't say no, so she did it anyway. But she really didn't want to, but she felt she had to. What type of shit is that? Come on. And this is realities of black men now. This is literally the reality of black men right now. Like, either next week, you know, if the jury come back quick, maybe Didi get off. Maybe he, I don't know. Maybe next week he'll be in jail for serving a lifetime sentence, or he'll be out and hopefully lay low. I don't know. But all because of the allegation that came out, it don't even matter if he's found not guilty. His career, in the sense of what it was, is over. Not saying he can't have a career, not saying he can't put out records and do, I'm not saying, but the way people saw him and the business he did is gone. Just because of the allegations, just because of all this nonsense. Shannon Tate Shape is the same way. Just because he wanted to be out there, flex his money, flex his muscle, think he the man, let me get this lotion. Now he's paying the price. Losing deals, losing respect, losing a lot of things because of dumb ass allegations. But that's the reality of a black man. So you got to protect yourself. I have literally changed my circle around me. I have literally changed a lot of things I do because I started to notice that, you know what? These people ain't really my people. The situation is not really right for me. So I need to change up and protect myself. I just roll with my wife, man. That's it. Hopefully she won't change on me and be sitting in court talking about me. But you know what I'm saying? I just keep the circle close. Because that's what you have to do as a black man. Success does not mean you should be out there wilding. Success is that you can take care of your family, take care of yourself, whatever, better, do better things, go on more trips, buy things you want. But don't think that money brings a privilege that you're white, that you could do or say whatever you want, you're untouchable. Because they'll let you do it for a while, give you a false sense of confidence. Then all of a sudden they get you. So always be wary of that. Always be alert to where you're at, what you're doing. As a black man, you cannot afford to chill. Because the more success you get, the more targets you have on your back. That includes, I mean, how many times have you been sued by their mama and their father, their cousin, their auntie, their uncle? Shit, sometimes they are sued by their own kids. So at the end of the day, you got to be wary. Look out for yourself as a black man. Build yourself up. Build a circle that you can trust. And I'm not saying necessarily by get a wife or nothing like that, but friends, family, whoever, people that have shown you their loyalty to you. But then even then, understand that that loyalty will also be tested again once you got money, once you stop popping, once you start doing shit. It's going to be tested. Because people love you when you broke. People love you when you're not doing better than them. But once you do better than them and get some money, oh, it's a different story. So be wary of that, black man. Look at Shannon Tate, Diddy, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Russell Simmons, all these black men that have been accused and some convicted. But look at how they got there. At one point, all those names I mentioned were on top of the world. There was a point that every song coming out was an R. Kelly song, and he was brilliant. There was a time that Bill Cosby was the hottest black man in Hollywood. Had number one shows, number one movies. He was an inspiration. Diddy, he was the freaking pioneer of what hip hop is today, from style to the music to everything. He invented the hip hop, rap, R&B style that we, you know, saying over rap beats and stuff. He invented all that. He's done so much for the cultural business and all that. Now look at where he's at. Now, all this is speculation, because at the end of the day, I don't know if necessarily because you're black, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you have to. But I just look at the evidence, and the evidence show that at the end of the day, as a black man, when you become famous, there's more targets on your back. So you have to be careful of how you move. Shannon Tate was moving like he didn't care. And look what happened to him. Everybody was moving. All the names I mentioned previously, they was all moving like they didn't care. They weren't protecting themselves, and they left themselves vulnerable for the actions that are happening right now. Do I think Diddy did it? No. Do I think Diddy should get off? Yes. But at the end of the day, he put himself in positions where this shit can happen. So black men, don't leave yourself in positions that this can happen. Sharon Tate is another story of countless black men that have been accused of sleeping with a white woman and being forceful. And to the point where they get so close to rape, saying it, but they, some say it's not rape, some say it was consensual, but I was coerced, I was forced because they were paying. I mean, literally, they could say, oh yeah, I did it, I chose to do it, but the only reason I did it was because I was forced to do it. Even though this man never said, yo, if you don't do this shit, bitch, I'm gonna hit you, or I'm gonna take your right away, or yo, none of that stuff. None of that stuff was ever said. But at the end of the day, they're sitting there talking, oh, I felt coerced. Even though he didn't threaten me, even though he didn't say that, you know, if I do this, I take it away, I still was scared and he controlled me. And courts are believing this. Prosecutors are using it, and people are getting jail sentences, and their whole life is ruined because of it. So black men, wake up, be aware, look at your circle, look at your life, protect yourself. Protect yourself. And don't put yourselves in positions that will compromise you and your success. All right, guys, appreciate y'all rocking with me again. I told you I'm going to hit you content. I told you I'm hitting you all the time now. Go to Black Men's Mental Health in Instagram, at Instagram, and you're going to see everything I'm doing, everything that's going on. TheCultureRadio.com, download the app, cultured with a D, cultured.skin. Check it out. Get that natural product. Divorce not an option. That's popping. Me and my wife, we're talking about relationship advice and stuff. We're also doing some skits on there. Thank you for supporting. I see the love you're giving. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Last but not least, go to couplecritics.com, where me, myself, and other critics will, you know, give our honest review on products, movies, television, books, etc. All right, guys, man. I appreciate you. Until next time.